InfoWars has been shouting from the rooftops for three decades that there is a war for your mind.
This is America. MSNBC, the answer to protect America? What's their answer? Domestic CIA. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. I could go for 100 hours here.
That wasn't merely excellent branding. As it is 2026 and the normies are finally listening, a chilling CIA document just dropped into the public eye, exposing the agency's twisted blueprint for total mind control through covert drugging ops.
A few days ago, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, took millions of CIA files that were declassified over a decade ago, but never digitized, never put out to the public. So just the National Archives and released them. Total vindication, everything I'm talking about. These people are psychotic demons. They're at war with humanity. They're at war with free will.
Project Artichoke from 1951 to 1956. The Cold War nightmare where CIA spooks hunted for ways to chemically hijack human behavior, force confessions, and bend the human will without a trace.
In 1953, while attending a CIA retreat, a scientist working for the agency drank a cocktail that had been spiked with LSD. His name was Frank Olson. A few days later, on November 28, 1953, Olson allegedly committed suicide by falling from the window of a New York City hotel room. 41 years after his death in 1994, Frank Olson's family decided to have a second autopsy performed. A forensics team discovered injuries on the body that were most likely caused before the fall. Following lengthy legal proceedings, Olson's family was awarded a $750,000 settlement and a personal apology from President Gerald Ford and the then CIA director, William Colby. And the person named for administering the LSD to Frank Olson was none other than Sidney Gottlieb, by this time known as the Black Sorcerer and Dirty Trickster.
They wanted substances that could be slipped into food, water, booze, cigarettes, vaccinations, and injections to dose entire populations undetected, creating long-term psychological torment like crippling anxiety, deep depression, hopelessness, or outright agitation.
There is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny.
Artichoke pushed hypnosis, sensory deprivation, gases, aerosols, oxygen deprivation, and every psychological trick in the book to break minds and compel people to act against their own volition, potentially even committing crimes while staying blissfully unaware.
You know, what the CIA really dreamed of was sort of like a drug you could give to someone, get them to commit all sorts of unspeakable acts, and they wake up the next day and they don't remember what they've done.
The American Intelligence Agency had paid for a series of brainwashing experiments under a project codenamed MKUltra. The tests were conducted in secret in the United States and in Canada at a mental hospital attached to McGill University. Experimental drugs, including LSD, were administered to human guinea pigs.
Regardless of the catch-all go-to conspiracy theorist moniker to explain away the possibility of this recent culture of mass shooters being connected to the CIA's MKUltra program, it is obvious that the guns cannot murder anyone without a psychotic madman behind the trigger. So one cannot help but look to a possible motive. And every time these possible MKUltra-tied shooters point the narrative towards themselves, it distracts from the government's corruption.
The United States government has perfected a technological capability. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. There would be no place to hide. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny.
This resurfaced declassified file from 1983, now going viral, proves the deep state's obsession with controlling thought and behavior never stopped. It just evolved exponentially. From Artichoke's covert labs to MKUltra's university and prison sub-projects, the propagandized hypnosis, to the chemtrails and mandatory vaccinations, to the fluoride in your water, the legacy is clear. They treated the human mind as a battle.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesshow.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesshow.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesshow.com, and thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The really powerful things Trump said last night that are true. And he's also now set up this task force for J.D. Vance to go after Democrat Party corruption, particularly in California, that makes Minnesota and Illinois and other New York look tame in comparison. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud. That's what they do. The Justice Department under the Democrats would never prosecute them. And this current one has got some mid-level, low-level prosecutions happening. In fact, thousands of them, quite a few, can't keep track of them. But no kingpins, because they have a rule. Because you've got some Republicans involved. From my research and just wide spectrum analysis, I've always said about 10% of the fraud is Republican. That's been my whole life, you know, most of my life on air, just studying it. It's about 10%. That's what Doge found. They found 9% of the fraud that Doge found in the NGOs and the Department of Energy and the EPA and USAID and the rest of it. About 9% was Republicans. And Lindsey Graham's at the top of the list. Before that, John McCain, stuff like that. And it's their whole families are hooked up in NGOs getting masses of money. You've got most of the Democrat Article 3 judges, their wives, their husbands, their kids. Sometimes the whole family has NGOs, and then the judges would unfreeze money last year that Trump froze and give it to themselves. It's beyond conflict of interest. And they've gotten away with it so long, it's just crazy. So they've told Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and the rest of them, look, slow roll this. We'll cut you in on it. Because Trump's going to be gone. You know that. We're going to get you if you actually do your job. And most people, even though they talk good games, once they get put in a position, they sell out. Again, any of these meetings that aren't illegal, I don't. When I have these meetings, and I haven't had that many over the years, maybe 15 of them, and they went from high level to ultra high level, I'm like, no, I'll meet with you. It's, if it's in confidence, as long as there's nothing illegal being talked about. It's not illegal people to try to hire you away and get you to work for them and stop doing what you're doing. The biggest number I've been offered was right before they all sued me 7-8 years ago. Was $50 million a year personally to me. And then the news organization I was going to run for them. And I said no. And they said, nobody refuses this. And then... gosh, it was like 7-8 years before that, the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, who's been writing articles against Trump everywhere, he did it not off record in on the phone during breaks. That's the only story I've ever told because it was off record. I mean, it was on record. I remember saying to him during 2 or 3 breaks, I said, you understand you're saying this in front of my producer. He goes, I don't care. You're dumb if you don't come take our offer. Only 3,000 people around the world. I would say 8,000. The real number is 3,000. He goes, I'm offering you to be in the super class. He goes, that's why I did this interview, was because I wanted to talk to you. We've already tried to, you know, contact you. I want you to fly to New York next week, meet with us, meet with Henry Kissinger. You have a wide spectrum understanding of how all these systems work. You can integrate all the systems together, and that's what we're looking for. And you see that in the Epstein files. That's what they're looking for. And I'm not trying to brag here. I'm saying if I have the knowledge of how to take them down and how they operate, obviously I have the knowledge to be one of their generals. So I love the proverbial, oh, I'm a loyal opposition, oh, I work for them. All I get is lawsuits and attacks and demonization and hell. Go to Google, type my name in, nothing but negative. Go to Bing, nothing but negative. Turn on the news, nothing but negative. Debanking, attacks, my family sued, all of it. And I'm not defending myself. It's just the preposterousness. Because they know they can't attack us from the top, they're discredited, so they attack through the influencers that are the Johnny-come-lately patriots. And notice, all they'll talk about is Israel. I talk about Israel and expose the corruption and badness there, but I strategically explain that if you only cover Israel, you're not looking at all the big picture. Separately, the pro-Israel people say, why are you bashing us? You should worry about Islam. So it's like this, oh, you're for Islam or you're for Israel? How about I don't support either systems or regimes? You see? So everything is like put out there like it's either or. You got to get past that type of thinking. It's like people get confused. They go, wait a minute, you're supporting Trump here, but you're mad at Trump on this. Well, it's policies. Support this policy, don't support that one. This is adult level thinking. It's not even complex. But you have to know the issue. So they've branded the awakening on being awake to Israeli influence and AIPAC and all that. Okay, great. What does that awakening do? What is just obsessing on that all day do? Israel has nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere. I think it's good to put politicians on the hot seat, get them to say America first, shut down foreign money, prosecuting Israeli spies. Great. You've still got all the other groups and systems. So when I expose China, the big gorilla with mass infiltration, I see constant comments on InfoWars or on X or wherever. Why are you covering up for Israel? That has nothing to do with that. When I expose British intelligence and the British government trying to censor Americans and trying to censor Elon and the EU coming after Elon, literally half the comments are, why are you coming for Israel? What does that have to do with it? You got different totalitarian power blocks that are trying to get in our grill, and it's like playing the Space Invaders video game from the early 1980s. Maybe pull up video Space Invaders, guys. Just go to X, type in Space Invaders video gameplay. And you got a bunch of aliens coming out. And they're shooting their lasers at your bunkers, and they're trying to get your gun. And I'm like shooting at all the ships, you see. But I only saw kind of, let's say Israel's the mothership, if you want to say that. It kind of comes across every once in a while and drops bombs on you. And if you're just shooting at that one, you're going to get taken out. You got to get them all. Yeah, that's kind of later in a start over at the beginning of that level. So that's what I'm explaining. See, this is, if I'm shooting at all of the ships, I'm not a traitor. There's more than one ship, okay? That's what we're talking about here. Now, in the real world, there's like seven ships. And you could argue, because Israel has fingers in all the different ships, it's the mothership. I mean, you could, really, above it's the technocracy, the AI, globalist, mad scientist groups, actually above all that. That's the mothership in orbit, manipulating the six ships down on the ground. But it's Islam, it's the Israel lobby, it's the Chi-Coms, it's what's left of the EU, UK, British Empire system. Then it's the communists, but though it's interlocked with all that, but they're operating on their own. And then you've got, people always say the Vatican, but it's been taken over by the left with pedophile blackmail. So it's inside the whole, you know, globalist EU system. I mean, that's pretty much it. And then you got subsects and groups fighting within Catholicism, within Judaism, within, you know, all of it. And just nobody thinks like this. But this is how I think. And when I get a Carnegie Endowment document, these are all public. You can read them. It's all what I'm talking about. It's like a symphony of different groups. And the globalist masterclass, they're like conductors or somebody in a nuclear power plant or a spaceship with all these thousands of switches. and they're just flipping different switches. And when one switch gets too powerful, they knock it down. They build up another switch. And they're just playing with the Hegelian dialectic, all these systems off against each other. So I'm trying to get people to understand how this works. In the 2 hours of Epstein, of the 60 that Bannon did that somehow got in the files, Bannon didn't release it. He should. I'm calling on Bannon to release it all. He says, no, Rockefeller explained to me that he had all these experts. They were experts in certain areas, but I was known to be an expert in what he was doing for the CIA, Mossad, and MI6 in a whole bunch of areas. So he wanted me to be a manager for him and a stand-in for him at the Trilateral Commission. So I was put on the actual head board, which I knew he was on the Trial Commission. I didn't realize he was on the head board, which is true. In 1991, when he's 30 years old. I mean, that is, and now we learn Ghislaine Maxwell's sister still runs the FBI, computers, cybersecurity, counterterrorism. She runs the computer systems. Her sister runs the WF and UN's computers. This is the highest level of the top general managers. There's owners above them, the Rothschilds. And who does he say he works for? He goes, I work for the Rothschilds. I am their main representative. That's why emails have come out of Putin 15 years ago saying, I want to talk to you over the phone. I want you to stop what you're undermining Russia. I want to talk to, you know, your committee, which, you know, the Globalist Politburo. And Epstein's like, yeah, if you won't meet with me for half a day in Europe, I won't meet with you. I want personal time to figure this out. And Putin wouldn't do it. But Putin is in a bunch of emails literally asking Epstein to stop. Like he's the president of the United States. Yeah, I'm not always right. I knew he was a high-level super gopher and a legate, a stand-in for the elites. I knew he worked for David Rockefeller, but I did not realize Jeffrey Epstein has been more powerful than Barack Obama, folks. Because Obama actually ran stuff. He called shots. So did Bill Clinton to a certain level. But they have committees, and then they, you know, they're like on the auto pin, they had a committee that I told you, Roger told you here before Biden even stole it. They were going to have a committee, and who'd be on it was a committee. And then the committees all get massive money, laundered money. They get massive tons of money as lobbyists, unofficial lobbyists. So that's how all this works. But I didn't even know that Epstein was like Darth Vader to Emperor Palpatine. But why not? Why was Bill Barr, 30 years old, running Iran-Contra? That's been declassified. Because they had to keep it from Reagan. Herbert Walker Bush was in charge, very busy. Barr was a really smart lawyer, all the rest of it, did everything he said. He would sit there 20 hours a day and manage Iran-Contra, Iran, Israel, weapons, all of it. We now know human trafficking of kids out of Central America, South America. His dad, you know, famous MI6, CIA, pedophile, master controller that hired Epstein originally. And so they all brought them in because who really calls the shots? Yeah, I'm the boss around here, but I got key crew members in there that actually run the show. You see how that works? It's who shows up. And we got all these new emails that are just hellish I'll be getting to. New ones that have been ferreted out. Open sex slavery, sex slaves, all of it. Nice little stack right here that people found. All confirmed. This isn't code. Everybody's focusing on the code. People love a code. And of course, the grape soda and cheese pizza. We got one piece of cheese pizza. It's really glowing and sweet and loves it. And there's going to be seven of you that are going to have it. Everybody loves that. They love the beef jerky. You got them saying that they're delivering children. You got them delivering sex slaves. You got dead bodies buried. You got meat and potatoes, baby. Because they thought back in 2007, 2015, through there, they thought they were above the law. They thought this would go on forever. They thought they had us by the balls. But they didn't. So here's the toll-free number to join us on the state of the world and Team Humanity and the Great Awakening and the State of the Union and what you make of all the Epstein files and just where you see humanity at this point. Are we losing? Are we winning? I say we're winning and waking up to the fact that we're in deep trouble. Well, that's winning because at least we were asleep before. But what is your view on the state of the world, the State of the Union, the Epstein files? That's a giant area to discuss. the Mexican drug cartel attacks, all that. Welcome. Those are the big issues. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789. Alex, they were trying to call from a foreign country. You can't call a toll-free number. Call 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. All right, but let's get back to Trump. Play J.D. Vance, clip 9. Also, then clip 10, Trump on Space Force. And then I got clips of AOC lying and saying, I never said white men are the main threat. That's all they say. She goes, oh, no, Homeland Security said that. Yeah, we know, and you were quoting it. So here's those clips.
In actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance. Get it done. And if we're able to find enough of that fraud, we will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It'll go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget. In January, elite American warriors carried out one of the most complex, spectacular feats of military competence and power in world history. No one's seen anything like it. Foreign leaders, I won't tell you who, called me and they said, very impressive, very good. They couldn't believe, they all watched. They saw what happened. This is a different fighting force than we had years ago when we fought to tie. You know, it's a great fighting force. I'm so proud of it. Look at Space Force. Space Force is my baby. Because we did that, my baby is becoming so important.
It's recently stated that the American people should be afraid of the white man. They should be fearful of the white man.
I never said that.
Yeah, but you're on video saying it.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
Oh, I did not.
Yes, you.
Again, this is like what I said. You need to prepare yourself because you can't continue embarrassing yourself like this.
So I'm just a liar.
What I was quoting was an actual study done by the FBI.
Okay.
And
thank
so
you.
Just prepare for next time.
All right, thank you, Congresswoman.
Yeah, when Biden first got in, they took over 800 cities and towns, this is on record, and took out all the crime statistics and said no crime is happening there to claim crime went down. And still they only brought crime down by like 1%. It's totally fake. Then you've seen all the famous mugshots where it shows nothing but black and brown people, and it says white, 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 white. So they do that. So that they can get up and say the number one terror threat, the number one mass shooting, you know, the number one killer is white men. And because white people are being framed with that, I'm not bashing black people or anything. They're not the ones putting these statistics out. It's the establishment. But when you hear that, the actual statistics, once they get broken down by insurance companies and others, is Oriental Asians have the lowest crime rate. Then white people, then Hispanics, and then they call them Central Asians or whatever, but they're really Muslims, and then blacks. And so, and it's a very small percentage of blacks that commit the crime. 14 to 25, though, commit about half the violent crime. Talk to any black folks, they'll tell you. because it's the fatherless homes, all the rest of it, all that project. You know, the blacks had, until the 50s, a lower illegitimacy rate in their communities than anybody else. Because they knew they were under attack. They knew they were being suppressed. They had their own businesses, their own banks, their own hotels, their own everything, restaurants, doctors, universities. It was all about suits and ties, and we're not going to let you oppress us, and we've got honor, and we're strong. And LBJ's in a bunch of letters saying, these uppity blacks, those are quotes, I'm going to have them vote Democrat 100 years. I'm going to go in and kick the men out, give the women money to have kids, and we'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. And it's the same program they've done to destroy the family of everybody else. They just fed the black people into the wood chipper first. So they want to teach blacks they're victims of white people. Well, not the white guy down the street who's just as hardworking and getting screwed as you. But yeah, it actually is white people. It actually was the Southern Democrats, and it was the ADL paying off and the ACLU, the black leaders. You know, that's in famous published books and articles she wrote. Margaret Sanger said over 100 years ago, she said about 120 years ago, she said, blacks are weeds we got to kill. She said, to do that, we got to buy off the black leadership. WDB, Du Bois, all of them. And that's what they did to you, folks. So you say what you want about Louis Farrakhan. I disagree with some of the stuff he says. You know, I've met him, known him, interviewed him. But if you actually listen to what he says in full, he says, have your racial identity, stand up for yourselves, and spend your money in your community. That goes for everybody. I don't care if you're a small town that's black, white, Hispanic. You got to stick together. You got to grow your own food. You got to, there's a Bob Dylan song. Maybe we should come back with it. Sundown on the Union. God, I want to make a music video out of it. Because he made that in the early 80s, and he predicts everything in there. He goes, someday they're going to ban gardens. They've tried now. So I want to transcend racial identity and get to identity of Christ together and make it about morals and about what we stand for. And that's the only way we're not going to all kill each other. All right. We got loaded phone lines. I want to come back with God, the whole song's so good. Just play the last minute of it. It's like a 6-minute song. It's so good. Bob Dylan's so smart. My uncle turned me on to this. Smart guy. I remember like 20-something years ago, he goes, hey, you like Bob Dylan? Are you playing Bob Dylan? You got to play Sundown on the Union. Yeah, they used to grow corn in Kansas. Now they grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Yeah, he explains how we're all being enslaved by the big corporations, all the rest of it. That was the old-fashioned liberals. Now the new liberals say, we got to ban organic farming, John Kerry said. So we're going to break. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We have incredible products at thealexandthor.com. We are in the red right now. Every time I say it, you come and help us. We're always like treading water. Thank you. But the products really are good. You want them because they were great. If you haven't had our methylene blue, we've got the best. You're insane. If you haven't had our methylene red, it's selling out. You're insane. 25% off on an ultra methylene blue. When you get it, you can get 50% off on a combo on ultra methylene red, despite the fact it's selling out. But regardless, 700-plus T-shirts, ball cap designs. It's actually obnoxious and actually a headache. I wanted to make a selection. It's insane. When I get a shirt I really love and it gets a hole in it or I give it away, I have to like take an hour to find it again. It's ridiculous. The widest selection, some of the best designs, thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. All right, Sundown on the Union and then your phone call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Everything's coming out. We're totally vindicated, but now the real war starts. I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it, that are high-quality brands you buy in bulk that are very competitively priced, and then support the broadcast, because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in. And then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the Murdered Out Black, and I love how it's that Kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great... Because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these. And these are from really good companies, really good quality, and it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel, ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment. I mean, it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it Murdered Out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating, limited production, live before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end, so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest. It's kind of like an in-between forest and olive, but nice. Kind of Border Patrol. I call it Border Patrol Green. Let's change the name, Border Patrol Green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy. These all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan trench knife with brass knuckles, Murdered Out, and the Skull Crusher. A few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It had sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Velize Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. Skull Crusher is as big. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is back. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek and really strong. Very well made. You've got it in orange. Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones Ring Blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
Thomas Siska is one of our great researchers, and we're always simpatico because in my ear before when we went to break, I wanted to play this song. He goes, did you know Bob Dylan became a Christian in the 80s? Did you know Bob Dylan this and that? I said, yeah, I do know that. My mom has always been a huge Bob Dylan fan. She sees him in concert anytime. She travels across the country to see him. She saw him last year with my dad. And I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. I thought the movie about him was great, kind of a leftist angle on it, but very sophisticated, very smart person. And I know people that know him. I know two people that know him very well-known musicians. He's very quiet, doesn't talk to most people, but I know one that told me quite a bit about Bob and gave me a book that Bob had given him about the gods of Eden, space aliens, you know, it's in the Bible, all that stuff. A very sophisticated guy. And then he saw the preachers in the 80s being so corrupt, he fell away from Christ. But that's just, notice that comes from the time he was a Christian, this sundown on the Union. And isn't that prescient? Isn't that where we are? And now we're trying to turn that around now. Just really amazing. So sundown on the Union, go hear the full song. You think Ross Perot predicted this stuff in the early 90s? He predicted it in the early 80s. Sundown on the Union, but was made in the USA. Sure sounded like a good idea until greed got in the way. Yeah, we used to grow corn in Kansas. Now we grow it on the moon and eat it raw. And a man's going to do what a man's got to do. All right, let's take your calls. Clown Car, Utah Patriot, Lester, Matthew, Denise, Joel, Owl, Oregon Bob, Tim, Cole, and others. Let's go ahead and go to Utah Patriot in Utah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing this morning?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
You know, watching the State of the Union last night, how can you not be proud to be on the right side of voting for Trump? I mean,
well, that's why I'm totally torn because I was exhausted yesterday. Worked till like 7. I just didn't. I got up at 3 a.m. I watched it, and I was just like, I'm not a lesser two evils, guys, but it's like suicide. I mean, like, Trump's got problems that could do better, but comparatively, there's no difference. And I was just like, how do I come explain to people? I'll still expose bad stuff Trump does, and I spend probably too much time on it, more time because I have to be, you know, pure. But at the same time, how do we split the baby here? Because these Democrats literally hate the country. I mean, they're literal demons.
Well, what I think people need to understand is Trump is not a politician. And he says stuff out of heart a whole lot quicker than a politician would think about it, you know.
Well, that's right. They admit they released a prepared text. Half of what he said wasn't even the teleprompter.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we love him, right? I just don't understand how people could still watch something like that or visualize something like the State of the Union last night and still be on the Democrat side. I don't get it. Are they really that stupid?
Notice the Democrats. We have 99% of what's in the Epstein file so far is Democrats doing pure evil. They'll never cover any of it. They use innuendo against Trump. But then I get more pissed. Why is he then, or the DOJ, helping slow roll it and cover it up for them? So you get the paradox here, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So what do we do? How do we morally handle this? Because I'm normally not in a moral conundrum. I'm in a constant moral conundrum here.
I think that's the state of mind that I'm in. I try to explain to people what I feel, and I don't try to tell them how to feel about politics.
Exactly, because it's so complex. All I can do, exactly. I've prayed about this, and God said, just tell them how you feel. Because I can't even, it's so complex. I can't even, I just, exactly, exactly.
And I just don't understand how they're moral. I mean, I got up out of my seat to clap twice last night. I live by myself. I'm watching this great moment in time. How can you not get up out of your seat and clap for some of that stuff?
Well, and you go against your own self-preservation, not fully backing Trump, even though he's not perfect, is making big mistakes. And that just hit me this morning when I was watching it. I just said, I got to tell the listeners this. I'm still going to expose bad he does, but I don't see how when they are a trillion times worse and openly out to get us. I mean, Ilhan Omar and the faces on the Democrats and them not standing up for the hockey team or the mother and dad of a woman murdered or you know, we want to keep Americans safe. No, we don't. I mean, they're just pure.
Yeah, the little girl that was ran over by a truck driver for Pete's sake. How can you not?
I mean, oh, I forgot that clip, guys. I didn't send you that. The little girl run over by the illegal alien, and they wouldn't even. That's the other thing. They don't just give, in like 20 states, illegal aliens licenses. They don't even. They have fake trucking companies with no one at the offices. They just give them commercial licenses with no training. I've played the videos where the cops in California aren't allowed to arrest them. They'll pull over a woman from Africa in one case who doesn't know how to turn the lights on and does it and is like running over people. He says, well, I'm going to let you go. They're giving 18-wheeler licenses to people that have never even gotten a driver's license. They can't even read the road signs. And listen, I've driven tractors, bulldozers, everything, okay? But when I've not driven 18-wheelers in years or bulldozers in years, and I try to get up in one, and it's a disaster, and I know how to drive them. They literally, oh, here, you're an 18-wheeler driver now. This is psychotic. This is psychotic. It's warfare.
Absolutely. That's the way I feel for it, too. But I just want people to really dig their head out and understand what's going on. I mean, how can we not do that for our families anyway? I mean, I live very far away from my family, and I don't get to see them every day. But damn, if I'm not going to write my congressman if he pisses me off. I mean, we really need.
Well, it's worse than I got to go. I can talk to you all day. You're a great caller. I got to go. I only have other great callers. Hate cutting you off, but I can talk to each caller for an hour. I'm not exaggerating. In fact, I'm not even saying it strong enough. Governor Newsom and federal judges blocked Trump and gave driver's licenses. I think the number was like 9,000 or something. People that there was no training. Do you have any idea an 18-wheeler at 80 miles an hour what it does to people? And there's just death every day. I mean, it is bunker town. Governor Newsom is guilty of murder, but there'll be no indictments. And that's when I get pissed at Trump. All this great talk, a lot of great action, but I want to see Newsom in an orange jumpsuit. Yeah, play the clip. Run over by an 18-wheeler, run over by an illegal alien, and the Democrats won't even stand up for it. Here it is.
Delilah Colvin was only 5 years old in June 2024 when an 18-wheel tractor trailer plowed into her stopped car traveling at 60 miles an hour or more. The driver was an illegal alien let in by Joe Biden and given a commercial driver's license by open borders politicians in California. Doctors said Delilah would never be able to walk or talk, have a good life. She wouldn't even be able to eat again. But against all odds, she is now in the first grade learning to walk. And she's here this evening with her dad, Marcus, a fantastic man. Delilah, please, you are a great inspiration. Please stand up.
He has to pick her up. She still can't walk. You know, if somebody kills my family with 18-wheeler or an illegal alien, I'm going to hold the judges responsible to let them out. I'm serious. I'm done, man. I'm not trying to act tough. I'm going to be honest, but I've reached my limit here. Tens of thousands of deaths from illegal aliens. Well, I could play you 5 hours of videos last year of people just imagine. You've seen dozens of them, mainly Indian drivers. I'm not trying to bash Indians, it's all mainly Indians. They come over here, they just give them a license, and they're driving down a highway at 80, and they miss a turn. They just turn the 18-wheeler around and start going the wrong direction. Because that's how you do it in India. And they kill a bunch of people, and you don't get in trouble. You just kill the whole family. You just killed five people, big deal. I don't even hold those Indians responsible. I hold the Democrats responsible. I hold Governor Newsom and the rest of them responsible. These people are sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Oregon Bob in Oregon. Go ahead, Oregon.
Hey, Alex. I'll try to be real quick with you. You got other callers. But, you know, there's a lot of info warriors out there that have a voice, that have a vote, and they're not being heard. And I was thinking with you going to an extended platform, more hours during the day, maybe put their mugshots out there, their faces, and what we think, about is it treason? Should Omar be out? And put it to a poll, a vote, and get the numbers of the ones out here listening to you. Give us a platform and a voice on InfoWars. Warriors vote.
No, I agree. Well, no poll's going to save the world, but it moves the needle. Let's put an X poll out right now. We should polls every day. I'm never doing it. Put an X poll out. Should Ilhan Omar be deported back to Somalia after she refused to stand for the U.S. hockey team? And, of course, it's going to be 99%. But yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But something that you actually have in a segment.
Should Ilhan Omar be put in a cannon and fired back to... No, I'm joking.
I'll light it.
I'm bad at enough.
Oh, Alex, man, I tell you, it came to me, and I thought, you know, it would be a platform where people, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who listen to you, Alex. I mean, I've been listening to you for, you know, almost 30 years, but, you know, there's a lot of voices out there, and for, you know, Trump to see, well, look at, you know, we've got, you know, 20 million, you know, people are saying that, you know, if we did this, we'd go to jail. But there's a double standard here. We're tired of the double standard. How many people are tired of the double standard?
Well, it's targeting citizens, like whether you're black, white, or Hispanic. They hired 87,000 IRS agents under Biden with AI on record illegally, scanning all your bank accounts. And the average person they audited, they thought had about $3,000 of Vimeo or digital tips. So you're making $30,000, $40,000 a year. Yeah, you're not paying taxes on the few... you know, tips, because you can't pay your bills, and then they come after them with penalties and interest, but the illegal aliens are above the law and everything free. And then Trump does no tax on tips, and Democrat states are trying, because they collect the money, are refusing to implement it.
There you go.
And they're literally crushing the hardest working people. They are villains.
We think about that. Put it to the vote, Alex, man. See how many people respond. I bet you there'd be a huge response. I know I'd respond just to see it, you know, InfoWarriors vote, a platform, something like that, where you can put their mugshots out there. And
well,
can
it was
tell,
famous
you know,
when I used to have the White House petitions and like a million signed or whatever to deport Piers Morgan. And I was doing it as a joke, but turned into a big story. Ilhan Omar married her brother, came here illegally. I got a better idea. Convict her for all the fraud. Put her in a supermax prison. I don't even want to let her run back to Somalia and commit genocide like her dad did. Thank you, Oregon Bob. Let's go to Dennis in Florida. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Dennis.
That's Denise in Florida.
I'm sorry. They said Denise. My eyes, I got to wear glasses, but they give me headaches. It's Denise. You're right.
Hey, I wanted to comment on your methylene blue. We love it. We buy it all the time. As a matter of fact, I got to get some more probably today.
Well, you're the reason, Denise, we're on the air. Tell us briefly what the methylene blue did for you.
Well, it doesn't, like, give me, like, a fast burst of energy, but it just provides me with energy all day. It's like riding on a cloud, you know. I'm just able to go from one thing to the other and not feel rushed or hurried, I have plenty of energy.
Yeah, that's the key. It is smooth, continual energy with no letdown, and good for you. That's why I tell the listeners, folks, I'm all about steering you right. I told you to get into silver when it was 22 years ago. Now it's at 89 or whatever. I don't make stuff up. Get the methylene blue. It would solve all our problems and be great for you. I don't sell something that doesn't work. Go ahead. Sorry.
Amen. Well, that's fine. All right. So as far as the State of the Union last night, the Democrats really showed their asses. I can't imagine being a Democrat and watching their party act the way they did, especially.
Put up the line. I'm going to shut up what you talk about. You're just on target. I was sitting there trying to write a headline this morning before we went live at like 10:55. I'm in there writing the headline for the show. And because I'm chief cook and bottle washer around here. Half time I carry the trash out because it's all hands on deck. So I'd rather have the crew doing serious work and stuff like that, seriously. And I'm trying to think of the headline, and I'm like, the Democrats expose themselves. Democrats reveal themselves as anti-American. No, you're right. That's the headline. Let's put a new headline out. The Democrats showed their America hating. The Democrats showed their asses last night, didn't they? That's the way to say it. You nailed it, Denise. Go ahead. I'm sorry. They showed their asses. How they show their asses?
They showed their asses by not wanting to be an American. I mean, the little girl that got hurt, you couldn't even stand up for a 5-year-old little girl. the team, the
by the way,
team,
they're all about racism. It was a brown little girl.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I didn't even think about that when I saw her. I just thought, you know, that poor child, you know.
No, meaning, but all they do is talk about race, and here is a Hispanic dad, Hispanic daughter. They wouldn't even do it for her.
Well, what was that, the representative's name that got thrown out, Green?
Yeah,
what
Al Green.
What was the sign all about blacks are not apes? Where did that come from?
Well, he's talking about Trump has Truth Social and hundreds of videos a day that he doesn't even approve. And they put a video out that he did approve about election fraud, and then they screenshotted it and left a little end video on that showed 2 seconds of a Lion King remake with Democrats and Republicans, all as different animals, him as a king of jungle. And Trump clarified, that was just a mistake. That's all they've got. Meanwhile, I got a great video that I didn't play yesterday of a bunch of black basketball players making fun of Shaquille O'Neal saying he looks like a gorilla. Well, I got newsflash for you. We are primates. I look like a gorilla. My kids call me a gorilla. So, I'm you know, the point is the black guys are all laughing because it's funny. But that video was not even about him. They got a bunch of white people as gorillas in there. The point was it was African character, African animal characters. That's all Al Green's got. That's all he's got is a mistake. That's all they got.
I don't know, he's always doing something crazy, though. He's off the chain.
He is. And that guy is so corrupt. He's down here in Robin, Texas. Thanks for the call, Denise. Thanks for your support. Yeah, folks, they corrected me. It's like store-wide 80-something percent reorder. The methylene blue has a 98% reorder. No one has that. That's how good it works. I just got to convince 99% of you on the fence to never buy anything. I'm not bitching at you, but listen, you're missing out. Ultra Methylene Blue discounted right now. TheAwesomeStore.com. In fact, I'm going to have some. So I realized it's been a couple days since I had some. So we got Ultra Methylene Blue into this nice spring water. I'm going to have a little bit extra here. Yeah, a long day coming up. And then we have original X2 is finally back, but it's only over at RelicShows.com. Here it is right there, folks. Some of that. And boy, is that delicioso. That is healthy rocket fuel with no letdown. Just look at it. It looks all scary, those two things. Delicioso. Bon appetit. TheAuctionStore.com. All right, thank you for the call. Joel in New Jersey, come on down.
Yeah, I think that Trump was a lot more focused in this last speech last night than usual. And am I on?
Yes, sir, you are. Go ahead.
And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, he's not doing this or that, America first, but can't really withstand all the different actors that are working to split apart the United States, you know? And it's bigger than just Israel.
Well, that's the bottom line. Trump could do better. His people could do better. The point is he is trying to save the country on record. The Democrats openly want to end it.
And there's so many fronts that they're working on. So it's not just one or two. It's not Israel, Qatar. And I remember you keep on saying, you know, everyone keeps harping on me on Israel. And I'm like, wondering why you say it, and then someone gets on and says that again. But I think that all the conspiracy theorists that spit out wacky things, they need to make the switch, because all those conspiracy theories have been proven true. So you got to highlight.
Well, here's where I'm at on the Israel thing.
Conspiring.
When Israel's doing something real and bad, we're a lot of times the first to cover it. But every time I cover the EU
part.
Trying to, you know, billion-dollar fines on Elon trying to shut down our free speech, literally half the comments are, why come for Israel? No. Or when China's about to invade Taiwan, there's other things going on. And so my point is there's a mental illness, like the Catholic bastards. They're not as prominent as they used to be. I just get accused of being Catholic all the time and running, working with the Vatican. I'm not even Catholic. I don't think it's Catholics. But now that kind of subsided. But now it's Israel, 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 Israel. And you talk to these anti-Israel people, they don't know anything but Israel. And so my point with them is they spend most of their time attacking me claiming I work for Israel is totally preposterous just because I'm covering everything. It's like I go, oh, Epstein was CIA, MI6, and Mossad. We have the documents. I said it before it ever came out. It turns out he was a triple agent. And they go, why are you covering up for Israel? No. Like when LBJ, I talked to the officers involved, the documents came out, was involved with Israel to send USS Liberty to blame the Egyptians to go to war with Russia. It was basically Operation Northwoods 2.0. I've been just covering that for 30 years. People are like, why are you covering for Israel? No, it's confirmed LBJ with Israel tried to sink the ship in order to stand down. That doesn't, because LBJ was involved, doesn't mean Israel wasn't. That's the proof Israel did it. You see, but they just had this mental illness. You understand what I'm saying? Because only Israel could do something wrong. You see the difference?
Yeah, and even a little bit more finesse with it. Just as there's a deep state in the U.S., there's also opposing actors that are working within that.
So, 100%. You know, it's like when Netanyahu says, I'm not involved with Epstein. I've studied it. He's not. Epstein was a Ehud Barak Rothschild agent and representative. They are against Netanyahu. Doesn't mean Netanyahu's good. That's the two factions in Israel.
Yeah.
These people don't even know the factions. And then I tell them, no, Netanyahu's telling the truth here. And, oh, God, you're covering up Netanyahu. No, I'm just an informed Dumbo.
Yeah, exactly. And I think whenever Trump is on a high, he's got to get those easy wins. You can't just have Stephen Miller talking tough and then not back it up, because you got the Normizans out there just walking around and nobody's
feeling
like they're
on the lead. Well, that's right. If we get real indictments in the deep state, we went in a landslide in 10 months, 9 months. If not, we're screwed. And you know, yeah, we were panickings last year for warning. Real poll numbers were sliding. And now even Republicans are admitting it. This is not good. And you see how dangerous the Democrats are and anti-American they are. I want Trump to succeed. That's why I've lit a fire under his ass.
For sure. I'll just close with saying that Optimal Human, Methylene Blue, and CMOS are the regulars.
Thank you, brother. We can't do it without you. And we're a major legal battle, civil rights suits against the Democrats. It takes money to win this war, but the products are incredible. So thanks for all your support. So you hear me plugging a lot more today. It's because the accountants are like, Jones, the enemy's going to win if you don't sell some product. Plus, the product is incredible. All right, more calls straight ahead. Then the amazing Brett Pike. He's young, but he's smart. And I've not seen one of his hundreds of bombshell reports with billions of views ever be inaccurate. This guy's amazing. I love seeing a younger generation get up to the plate and win. We'll be right back.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells me what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant.
Absolutely.
Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why Methylene Blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor did.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At TheAlexShowStore.com.
Unlimited
healers. Volunteer power.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.